If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today's episode is going to be short, but it is a really good episode. It's a really practical episode, and I think the topic of helping our kids to manage their anger is so, so needed, because not only do our kids need to know how to manage their anger well, but they need to understand that it's not an emotion to be scared of. There are healthy ways to manage it that you can help them with. And hey, you may also find this episode helpful with you when anger rears its ugly head in you. So I'm just going to dive in today. We're going to get to it. So these are four skills that you can teach your children to help them manage their anger. And whether you have a child who's a toddler, elementary, middle school, high school, this is useful across the board, no matter how old your kids are. And again, it's also helpful for you when you are experiencing the emotion of anger. So first of all, we want to help our kids label their feelings. Feelings can be super overwhelming, and kids can get confused. Heck, we can get confused between feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, tired, angry, overstimulated, embarrassed, nervous, anxious, fill in the blank. Those there are just a whole ton of emotions, and sometimes we can feel multiple emotions at one time, but we can mislabel it as anger. So we know our kids best, right? So we really need to watch our kids, listen to their cues, and really pay attention so we can dive a little deeper to see what are they really feeling in this moment. It may come out as anger, yelling, kicking, screaming, crying, whatever, however that looks in your child. It may come out as anger, but it could be another emotion that is lying deeper, or several emotions that's lying deeper under the surface with them. Again, we only really see 10% of what's going on with really anybody in our lives, but especially our kids. 90% is below the surface, the whole iceberg analogy. So we really need to be paying attention to our kids to figure out what is really going on. What just happened to trigger this emotion that is coming out as anger, but it could be several other things or maybe a different emotion. And then we can start to help our child sit down with them, help them label that emotion, what they're feeling, so they then have words and labels to go with what they're feeling. That will then help them to understand what they're feeling more. And this is especially helpful with toddlers and kids who are smaller, elementary kids, because again, these emotions can be overwhelming. So if they have the words to start labeling how they feel, if you can start talking with them like, hey, when you start to feel anxious, what does your body feel like? What are the thoughts that you have in your head? When you start to feel, or what does it feel to be overstimulated in a situation? Is it getting too loud? Is it too many people? Whatever that looks like. Are they overtired? If you have a smaller child, did they miss nap time that day? Do you need to adjust bedtime? Has it just been a really long day and they are tapped out? So help your kids label their feelings, especially the feeling of anger, so they can understand when they're angry and maybe when they are not angry, but they're anxious, overwhelmed, nervous, embarrassed, and they can start identifying those emotions, and they can work with those emotions, understand them better, and not be afraid of them. And they can associate how they feel in their bodies with those emotions. Number two, for us as parents, we need to be exhibiting appropriate anger management skills. So again, if anger is an emotion that you struggle with processing, dealing with, expressing to other people, these four tools can be helpful for you as well. But we as parents really need to be the example for our kids in exhibiting appropriate anger management skills. They're always listening to us. They're always watching us. And they're going to learn by the example we set. Are we always going to get it right? No, of course not. And when we mess up, we of course can sit down with our kids yet again, talk to them and say, hey, I really messed up. I apologize. This is something I want to work on. All of those good things, that's a great example to set for your kids when you can come to them and admit that you've screwed up and you also need to work on stuff. It helps them to realize we're all going to struggle with this stuff, especially the emotion of anger. We're all human. And just because we're parents, just because we're adults, doesn't mean we have it all figured out. And you can even talk to them about things that make you angry or maybe what made you angry in this circumstance. And you can have a productive conversation with your kids. So if we can manage our anger in a healthy way, so will they. We can start to learn what is triggering to us. Then we can stop. We can breathe. We can assess. And then we can return to the situation and we can really respond instead of react. And this doesn't mean just to necessarily a situation with your child. You could be angry about something at work, a relationship, I don't know, something happening in the state of the world. Who knows? We can be upset and angry about a whole host of things, but if we can start realizing what our triggers are, we can then, as adults, manage those, stop, breathe, assess, return, and then be productive and respond instead of react. And I think that's the biggest key here with our kids, no matter what emotion they're experiencing or us as parents, whatever we're experiencing, especially when our kids are the ones who've triggered us. We just need to stop. And I shared this in the last episode. Just stop, breathe, figure out how you're feeling, why you're feeling triggered. And maybe you don't need to figure out why you're triggered because you know already what your kids do that trigger you. But you can start to stop in that moment. You can assess how you're feeling before you say anything at all. Before you react, you can slow yourself down, take a minute, take 10 minutes, and then come back and respond to the situation at hand, whether or not it has to do with your kids. And again, be transparent with your kids about what you're feeling, when you're feeling it, and why you're feeling it. This helps them to understand themselves more, helps them to identify with you, realize these emotions are normal, they are nothing to be afraid of, and that they can be worked through. We don't want our kids to suppress their emotions, no matter what emotion that is. We want them to feel what they're feeling, but know how to feel them and manage them in healthy ways. And it helps give them context for their emotions when we can be transparent with ours and talk to them about what we're feeling and handle it in a healthy way. Number three, utilize healthy coping skills. This one means that we want to teach our kids that having feelings of anger is okay and normal. I just touched on this, but that they need to manage it in a healthy way. We want to encourage our kids, again, just like I said for us as adults, encourage your child to walk away, take a break, go be alone in their room. They can take a walk. They can draw a picture if they're smaller. Whatever helps them to process this emotion in a healthy way, encourage them to do that. We want them to not feel so overwhelmed by their emotions that they take it out on others or that they feel that they need to suppress them and push them down. So, however old your kids are, again, you know your child best. What works for them to help them process things? Do they need to be removed from the situation? If they're feeling overstimulated, overwhelmed, if they're feeling embarrassed or anxious, help them again to label those feelings and give them tools to let them know it's okay to go away for a little while, take a break, process it, and then come back when you're done. Number four, we want our kids to learn positive and negative consequences. So for example, you want to reward your child when they have managed their anger appropriately, especially after you've taught them these skills, and you want them to utilize effective coping skills. So whatever that looks like for you or your child, depending on how old they are, reward them. It can be something super small. It could be something as small as verbally saying to them, I'm really proud of you. You did a great job. How do you feel? And you can talk through that with them. Or it could be buying a small toy or spending some extra time with you as a reward or whatever it is, whatever works for you. So reward them. Let them know that you're noticing that they are making positive changes and that you're so proud of them. And you can talk with them again about how do you think you're feeling? Do you notice the change in yourself? What mom and dad been teaching you, been helpful for you? How does it make you feel? And you can have those conversations obviously in age-appropriate ways. Conversely, if your child is so angry, if they hit, if they scream, if they have damaged property or have an inappropriate outburst, you can institute an age-appropriate consequence, because even though you may have done all the previous three steps, it doesn't mean your kid's going to get it right every time, because we don't get it right every time. Sometimes that feeling of anger can be so overwhelming, they just do react because they're kids, just like we do sometimes, because we're not going to get it right every single time. But if they are acting out in inappropriate ways, I think that there needs to be an age-appropriate consequence, not punishment. Please hear me on this. Not punishment, but an age-appropriate consequence that works for your child, that makes sense for their age, that's relatable to what they just did. And then after the consequence, and it can be an immediate consequence, or if your child is older and you can't do that consequence at that moment, it can be something maybe later in the day, later in the week, but you want it to be close enough where it's going to have an impact, where they can obviously think about it. When they have calmed down, hopefully when you have calmed down, if you know you got upset about it, again, have a conversation about the behavior. And I know I've said a lot of times, sit down, talk with your kids, talk with your kids, talk with your kids. That is key to parenting. We can't just be gun blasting, so to speak, and shouting at our kids or just throwing things out there, hoping it lands, and say, well, I told you, and I think you know what I'm saying. We need to be sitting down and having conversations with our kids, whether those are proactive conversations on the front end or they're conversations that are teaching them on the back end to manage their anger or deal with whatever outburst they just had. That is key to positively disciplining your kids effectively and in love. We are not looking to punish our kids and make them feel shame or to yell at them, to put them down, treating them like they should have already known all of this. We want to teach to the behavior. So we need to be sitting down with our kids and having these conversations. Does it get exhausting? Yes, absolutely. Especially if you have more than one kid, especially if you're pressed for time, especially if you're already tired, overwhelmed, frustrated, fill in the blank. But it is important that it's happening. It needs to be occurring. These are moments that your kids will remember. These are moments that help to shape them and really help them to understand, to let them know, hey, I'm sitting down with you. We're going to talk about this behavior because I care about you, because I love you. I want you to understand how to make a better choice next time. So when they are calm, if they've had this outburst, inappropriate behavior, and you're calm, have a conversation about the behavior and then discuss ways they can manage it in the future, utilizing number three, those healthy coping skills, whether it's to walk away, draw a picture, whatever it is that works for them. And you can even role play with your child during this time what that would look like, especially again for younger kids. You can say, hey, I'm going to be you, you be me, and let's role play this. Let's prepare for next time if this happens with your friend, your sibling, whatever situation that seems to possibly be occurring that you notice more often than not. Role play that to help them prepare for next time and think through, okay, next time I, you know, my sibling and I are fighting over a toy or start to have a fight, what can I do to be prepared for the next time? So your kids have that ability to be proactive and not reactive. We want our kids, even if they are young, to start growing up with these skills, to learn these skills. Because again, while we have kids right now, we are raising adults. We are raising future adults. We want them to be successful out in life when they move out of the house, when they are, you know, in college, whether they are at work or if they go to the mill, wherever they are in life, we want them to be successful. We want them to learn these skills so they can be successful, because I'm going to bet most people listening to this are probably of my generation, or, you know, you have several kids, regardless of how old they are. Your parents may not have taught you these skills. I don't think my parents sat down and explicitly taught me these skills. I had to learn them over time. So let's give our kids the ability to learn these skills while they're younger so they don't have so much trouble and have to struggle more when they're older to figure it out on their own, so to speak. Of course, you're always going to be there for them, but let's teach them now so they don't struggle so much later, so they can be healthier now, understand what their emotions are now, process them better now, be more proactive now, instead of on the back end later when they are trying to figure out everything else, when they're young adults and adults. Let's teach them now so they don't have to struggle so much later. So hopefully these four skills are practical, they're helpful, that they make sense to you. If you have any questions, I'm always available. Please reach out, DM me, email me, all of those things. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. If this episode is helpful for you, I would love it if you'd share it with another parent you think could really benefit from this. Take notes if you need to, listen again, whatever it is, share it with someone else who you think could benefit. Be confident in your parenting. Just, I'm here to help you guys so you can be the best parents you can be to raise healthy children and to connect with your kids and have the best relationship possible. I want you to still have strong relationships with your kids after they move out of the house. That is the goal, I hope, for every parent, to always be close to your kids. I know that's my goal for myself, and I hope it is for you. So I hope this helped you. I would also love if you would take the time to rate and review this episode or the show in general. I appreciate it so much. It helps me to get seen and heard by so many more parents that I would love to help as I grow my little business over here. If you want parenting coaching or need some insight, I have information in the show notes. There's a link there. You can sign up for a free 30-minute consult with me. We can talk about things you're struggling with and go from there. And I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, please share it with someone else who could benefit. Trying to change the world and change our parenting one little step at a time. And I will catch you guys next week.